KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our next guests on ABQ Connect, Karen Clark and Elizabeth Armijo, join us in studio. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to have you. And listen, these are ladies who are prepared to teach young people the truth when it comes to everything about education. As a matter of fact, as we sit here, there's a small classroom happening in the break room at the radio station at Calvary Church. I love that. We were walking in and the ladies were like, we brought our ducklings with us. I grew up with six kids and we're on our 12th grandbaby. So having kids around is a regular thing. And they are our future. And I know that's important to you ladies. Karen and Elizabeth are with LaLuce Christian Academy, which is, we'll fill you in on everything about it. But Karen is the board president and Elizabeth, the vice president. And ladies, LaLuce Christian Academy, this is something that's just in its genesis. What made you ladies decide to do something like this? I know you know you've got all kinds of extra time, so.
Well, we are passionate about just intentionally raising our children, about the education they receive, and about just making sure that they have a firm foundation in their faith and being able to be stable to share the gospel and to grow and to have knowledge for when they are grown. And in our experience, we were at a great school. It closed, and we decided that we would try to find something that matched what we had lost. And we couldn't find that. And all the there's some great options, but from everything that we were looking for, we just did not find here in Albuquerque. And God laid it on our hearts to just pray about the potential of opening a new school. And it would be for our children, and everything that we desire for them is what we have intentionally developed for LaLuce Christian Academy.
Okay, now I'm going to say something, and kind of as a mirror, and correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, but here's kind of my understanding. You know, based on what you just said, you described what you want for your kids, and now in contrast to what you might find in a lot of places like public school, I've seen places where whether it's the government or schools that will say, while they're here, they're our kids. And I think what you're looking for is parents like-minded who want to do the same thing you want for your kids, for their kids, and those parents are absolutely part of the journey and every bit as much as need to be involved in their children's education. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. So we feel very strongly that the primary calling of parents is scripturally to raise their children in truth. And we as a school want to come alongside families to help reinforce that calling. But we do view that as the primary calling of the home. And then as a school, we will be there to intentionally reinforce the truth that's being taught at home. We live in a society that is so confused right now. And it's come to the point that truth is subjective. Anything goes. And we have now a generation of young people that have no foundation. And even unfortunately, we see children who have been raised in the faith are now leaving the faith. And there's just not enough of a foundation there to know the truth and to be able to stand on that and then to be able to internalize that and to know that this is God's truth. There is a definition of truth, and God defines that. And so we as a school have intentionally put together programs and curriculums and a philosophy that will reinforce what we hope that Christian children are learning at home, but then to come alongside the family and to help our children not only just gain knowledge, but to know truth and to be able to stand on that and to be able to defend their faith.
Okay, so we're going to visit what I'm about to say, hopefully several times in our time together today. There's going to be an interest meeting on November 14th. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. There's an end time, but it probably ends when it ends. It's set up for 6 to 8.
6:30.
6:30 to 8 o'clock on November 14th. Now, will that be at the school's new location?
Yes, we're going to have that at Calvary Westside, which is where we will be having the school next year.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Calvary Westside, Montaño, and it's in the Montaño Plaza and Coors. On the same campus as Calvary Westside. And again, the interest meeting is November 14th, starting at 6:30 until 8. And now I'm going to start asking some questions that parents that are listening to the radio, they're already shouting at the radio, so I'm going to go ahead and ask the questions, some of them that they're asking. But what grades is the school going to open for?
So we have chosen a model that can handle K through 12. And so we are open to accepting kids from any of those grades.
Okay. And the other thing I'm sure parents are asking, accreditation.
Yes. So right now, accreditation does take some time. We will be accredited, and we're working right now with Concordis Education Partners to help make sure everything that we do is in step with.
Got to start somewhere, right?
We have to start somewhere. And, you know, just to make sure that everything we do, we build a foundation with the goal to be accredited in the next year or two. But that is our goal. And we're working to make sure that with Concordis to make sure that everything we do is in line and will line up with that process to become accredited.
Okay. And I'm sure by this point, since you've already set up an interest meeting, which by the way, I've already mentioned, November 14th, 6:30 at Calvary Westside. That's Coors and Montaño it's actually on the northeast corner of Coors and Montaño. I'm sure you have in mind curriculum.
We do. And actually, right now, everything that we have done intentionally, and we have developed, and we're still in the process of some of our philosophies, but we have developed a philosophy of education, and every aspect of our curriculum will come down to our intentionally selected philosophy for each subject: math, science, reading. And so right now, some of the curriculum is still in the works, but we will have a very clearly defined philosophy, and each and every aspect of the curriculum for each subject will be aligned with our philosophy. That will all be posted on our website, and I'd love to point people to our website as well, which is laluzchristianacademy.org. And we are, again, because we're starting out, there's much more to come on our website, but please check back. Please look at our philosophy. We spell everything out. Our school will be in line with a classical model of education, which will what that does is it provides students with a lot of knowledge, but then with the foundation to build an understanding and wisdom, to not just be full of facts, but to know what to do with that knowledge, to know how to think, to know how to apply it, to be able to go and to think critically about not only the knowledge that they've received, but even critical thinking skills for the worldviews that they see in society. So all of that will be aligned. Our curriculum will line up with that. And we're teaching, our aim is to teach children not just what to think, but how to think critically.
Yeah. So I want to touch on this a little bit, because I'm sure as parents and teachers, you're well aware of the condition of the education system in New Mexico. Now, aside from the fact that we want to teach children truth, there's just things that aren't happening when it comes to what the kids are able to do. You know, what you were talking about, when they're done, that they can, you know, apply what they've learned and function as adults in society and critically think for themselves.
Yes, if you look at modern education, really what we've done is we've created a system where we try to make our children as just productive members of society. You know, we sit them in classrooms and we fill them with knowledge so that one day they can go be productive and they can be kind of, if you will, cogs in the wheel of society. And so we want our society to function, and these are just little pieces to make society function well. Well, as Christians, we view our children and as image bearers of God, and we want them to be lights in this world. And so what they learn and how they learn has so much more meaning than just to fill their heads to be one day a productive member of society. We want them to, yes, have a lot of knowledge, but we want them to grow in wisdom as well. We want them to not be swayed by the worldviews around us. And every education philosophy does have a worldview. Ours is based on truth, and we define that through God's word. And so with that, every step of whether they're learning math, whether they're learning science, how they read, it all comes down to, how does this glorify God? How can we learn more about God through this? Why do we want our children to be excellent in what they do? Well, because they can be a light to others, and they can honor God with the skills, the aptitudes that God has given them. So again, everything points down to it's not the traditional model where we just hope that one day they grow up, they're successful, they have a good job, they can have a nice house. Life means so much more than that. We want them to grow, and we want them to just be a light for Christ.
Yeah, it sounds much more like an eternal perspective than other places might have. And I heard you dip into Luke there a little bit with Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and we hope to see that for our kids as well. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Karen Clark and Elizabeth Armijo with La Luz Christian Academy. Let me give that website again. La Luz is LALUZ ChristianAcademy.org, La Luz ChristianAcademy.org. They will be having an interest meeting on November 14th. At 6:30 at the Calvary Westside campus, Montaño and Coors. It's on the northeast corner of that intersection, and you're invited to attend. If you have any questions or are interested at all, and you know, your kids may be in public school, they may be at a private school. They may, if you have an interest, go and get the answers. The ladies would love to visit with you. And we're going to come back and talk about some other things. Maybe we'll address, you know, extracurricular activities, pre-care, aftercare, tuition, scholarship, assistance, registration, and what have you. And the staff of La Luz Christian Academy. We're going to come back and talk more. Ladies, can you stay with us? I kind of assumed.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be back after the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We're in the midst of a conversation with Karen Clark and Elizabeth Armijo. Karen is the board president of La Luz Christian Academy, and Vice President Elizabeth Armijo also here with us, both founders of this school that is, as I mentioned in the first segment, is in its genesis. And there's an interest meeting happening November 14th. That's at 6:30 at Calvary Westside. And if you want information about the school now, we encourage you to go to the website at laluzchristianacademy.org. That's L-A-L-U-Z, laluzchristianacademy.org. And in our first segment, we talked a little bit about, you know, why starting the school and grades K through 12 is the goal right now. And working on accreditation, I can't imagine a school just poof opens with accreditation. You got to open and do your thing and meet standards, which you ladies intend to do,
right,
to get that accreditation. And the curriculum, it's going to be a classical education.
Yes.
And in addition to that, the model for the school, parents who work, maybe both parents are working and they're trying to figure out the schedule and how we're going to make this happen. What's the model for the school?
We're really excited about our model. We do think it's something that sets us apart. We're going to have a traditional 5-day option for, just like you said, parents that, you know, don't have the flexibility to, you know, keep their kids home for, you know, a day or two. So we will have that 5-day option. We're also going to have a 4-day option as well as a 3-day option.
Okay.
So for those parents that do have that extra flexibility and want to be a little bit more involved in their children's education or just want to have more time with them, they will have that option as well.
Okay. And then another thing parents are going to be asking about, all right, I've looked into schools and affordability and scholarships or other assistance. Is that going to be available?
Absolutely. You know, we are going to have a financial aid program that is open to anyone that is wanting to apply for it. And, you know, we're actively also looking for donors that specifically want to help us provide scholarships for students that may not be able to afford a private education otherwise.
Okay. And, you know, with that in mind, you know, you don't just do this without some financial backing, and it takes money to make something like this happen. With that in mind, if you're listening, you know, we're talking primarily to parents or parents to be, or but you know, you may be to the point where your kids are grown, even grandkids, maybe, you know, close to out of school. But if you're at a place where, you know, you are interested in supporting quality Christian education, a classical style education here in the Albuquerque area, if you go to laluzchristianacademy.org, like most Christian schools, there's a place for you to financially support this effort or to contact the ladies and get the information you need before you make a decision like that. But we would encourage you to go to the website. Again, that's laluzchristianacademy.org. And maybe if you're interested, you know, thinking, well, maybe, you know, I could help them financially, go to the interest meeting. That's going to be November 14th, 6:30 at Calvary Westside. Another thing to consider, and we talked about schedule, what about pre and aftercare for students?
Yeah, right now, again, because we are starting, we have not been able to establish a before and aftercare program. That being said, we hope to connect all of our families together to work whatever the needs are, that we will work with families, we will work within our school community to provide for the needs that families have. And we hope to have some more options and just available what we're able to do when you come to our interest meeting. And, you know, again, we're gauging the size of our school, how many teachers we're hiring, what we're putting together. So a lot of those details we are still working out. But this is a family. Our children, those who want to partner with us, we will work through those needs. And so for what the needs are, we just talk to us and we'll work through them.
All right. And we already mentioned the interest meeting several times, but again, November 14th at Calvary Westside at 6:30. That's Coors and Montaño in the northeast corner. But shortly after the interest meeting, there'll be opportunities for registration. When do you anticipate that happening?
So we anticipate opening registration mid-December.
Okay. All right. And any more questions about that, I would say direct through the website or be at the interest meeting. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, some of the areas like pre and aftercare. What about the need for teachers? Is La Luz Christian Academy, which, by the way, is laluzchristianacademy.org. Are there openings for teachers?
Absolutely. We have not begun the hiring process yet. We're still taking it. Again, that will be determined based on the number of students, the grades, and the needs there. But we absolutely will be hiring. And with that being said, too, a word to the parents. We're very intentional about the teachers that we hire and the philosophy, the faith, and that is a priority for those who are going to be teaching our students. So if you are a teacher, if you're interested, please come to our website, check us out, send us an email. We'll answer those questions. We are definitely hiring. And, you know, we will have those processes outlined on our website in the upcoming months.
Okay. Go ahead, Karen.
No, I was just going to add, you know, as we iron out some details that we're currently working on, we will have a place on our website where teachers can apply. There will be an application and a place to direct them there.
Okay, and one of the other things parents look for, you know, after you get past the interest meeting and registration gets underway, how about an open house? Is that something that's in the works?
Absolutely. You know, we want to have this interest meeting, possibly another one, but we will definitely be setting up open houses. I know that's a huge consideration and just a way to get a feel for what the school, you know, looks like, how, you know, what kind of space the children will be using. So we will definitely be setting those up. And of course, all of that information will be on our website as it becomes available.
Okay, I got a guy question. Extracurricular activities. Is there going to be, is there a school mascot?
Well, we do have a school mascot, and it's a pretty awesome looking lion. And that was also intentional because we are, you know, the symbolism there of victory and strength through Christ. So we do have a mascot, and we, you know, go check that out as well. In our infancy, our focus for at least the first couple years is going to be doing things well. And that will come down to our academics and also just establishing the school to make sure that everything we do is going to be just done well for the future, to thrive, to stay on the right track. So in our infancy, we will not be able to offer a lot of extracurricular activities. But what I can tell you that we with the goal to be able to open that as we grow. But I can tell you this, our commitment will be for the things that we offer that will be a strong foundation in the Christian faith and truth and growing in knowledge of Christ, and also our academics. We will have rigorous academics. We will have high standards, and we will work with each child where they are. And so what we provide, which will be really small classroom sizes, individualized focus on the level at which each child is, we will do that well, and we will provide that with quality. So as we start out, those are the things we will offer, we will commit to, it will be done well and intentionally. And as we grow, those extracurriculars will come, and we do hope to be a good representation out there in the community.
But for people that are maybe looking for some of that stuff, I think that we will have some resources for them. We can point them towards some club sports. Or other extracurricular activities that they might be interested in.
And, you know, and I don't know if this is the idea, but, you know, I've heard a lot about family, you know, and you're both parents of children who are in school who I assume will be attending LaLue's Christian Academy.
That is the plan.
Yeah. And as your family grows with other families, there's going to be people in those families that are equipped to fill some of these gaps.
Absolutely.
I would imagine that as the Lord leads them into that. But let me just kind of mirror what I've seen and heard. Karen Clark, Elizabeth Armijo, the founders of LaLue's Christian Academy, you love your children. And in saying that, I mean you want the best for them. And as other students attend the school, you want the best for those children. You know, those parents love their children as well. And you're prepared and intentional about preparing ambassadors for Christ who are prepared to be educated and lead.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pretty close?
You hit it.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I love that because I love New Mexico, and there's plenty of things we could say about, you know, where New Mexico lands on so many lists, and this is part of what makes where we live a better place to be. And again, if you didn't catch the website, it's laluzchristianacademy.org, which, by the way, there's under About Us, there's frequently asked questions. If there's something we didn't cover or you want to revisit some of what we talked about, you can go to the website and check that out. You can attend the interest meeting November 14th. I didn't look at the calendar. What day is it?
November? That is a Thursday.
Okay. So Thursday, November 14th, 6:30 at Calvary Westside, Coors and Montaño. I don't want to cut you off, ladies. Is there anything we left out?
No. I mean, we're excited, and we have a passion for what we're doing, and we just see God moving. I mean, there have been so many times that we've thought that we weren't going to get the project or the school to the finish line, and he obviously wants this school.
Yeah.
He does. And he wants it for Albuquerque. So we are excited that he is using us, and we look forward to see what he does.
All right. Looking forward to seeing it as well. We'll have to get you back in and get an update.
We would love to. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thanks for being here. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.